At least half of New Orleans remains underwater, but there are growing signs of recovery. Today in the city, Louis Armstrong International Airport will reopen for passenger flights. The airport for the last 2 weeks had been transformed into a triage center where doctors helped the sick and injured before they were evacuated. Workers are repairing terminals that were damaged by Hurricane Katrina so that passenger service is limited. Only 4 flights are scheduled for today.
Potential tourists should know that the city is still officially closed, though tourism officials are hoping to see visitors come back within the next 6 months. Every year, millions of people visit the Crescent City. They come for the food and the music, and they come for the atmosphere. The alcohol-fueled decadence of Bourbon Street, the grand old homes of the Garden District, Mardi Gras. J. Stephen Perry is president and CEO of New Orleans Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Speaking on the street, he reminded potential tourists that some of the more popular attractions did stay dry.
The French Quarter is preserved. The hotel structure and infrastructure is preserved with minor damage.
Perry predicts the tourism industry, which brings in up to $8 billion a year, will lead the city's recovery. He says the first step will be reopening some of the hotels.
It keeps the hotels solvent and moving forward, allows them to do their renovations and repairs while they have a paying customer in them. But most importantly, it allows us to bring a core of our working people back.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau is planning to bring hotel workers back to the city and trying to make it easy for them to return, even those who have lost their homes.
We're working with each hotel to carve out 20 to 20% of its room base for its employees so we can bring them back so that the hotel system is organized, working well, and that we're on the front edge of this thing.
J. Stephen Perry is head of the New Orleans Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says Hurricane Katrina has forced the city to cancel up to 200 major conventions.